Predicting the future has always been a dubious calling, whether you're a court astrologer in ancient China or psychic of the month on Larry King. So how do believers get away with the claim that so much of biblical prophecy has actually come true? Well, no miracles need apply. There are 8 simple rules for successful prophecy. Rule 1. Be interesting. Whatever you predict, it's got to be a grabber. Nobody cares if you say, "And the people shall toil the day, and return home upon the sunset to eat of their dinner, and wash of their dishes, and taketh out of the trash." It may come to pass, but it's boring. Prophets can't be boring. Rule 2. Be loud. Prophets usually cry out and beseech and say things like, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O nations of the earth." They're drama queens. Like your hypochondriac aunt, it's all about getting some woe-is-me attention. Become a master at being a public nuisance. Rule 3. Be vague. Don't say anything directly if you can offer mystifying symbolism instead. Use metaphors, the mother's milk of prophecy. The eagle shall scorch its wings on the sun and fall into the pit where the jackals shall devour it. You could throw a dart at a history book and hit something to fit that prophecy. Give your fans a puzzle to work on. That's what they love about you. Believers will be reinterpreting your ramblings for centuries. Rule 4. Be weird. Coming off like a man possessed is half the job. Prophets don't look like insurance salesmen or cops. They look like Nick Nolte's mugshot. If you need to cultivate a look, don't go to church. Go to a rehab clinic. And never wear pants. Name me one major prophet who ever wore pants. Rule 5. Predict the inevitable. Make predictions that can't miss. A great man will die, and grief shall follow. Or maybe, a drought will bring hunger, and the suffering shall rise up. Sometime in the next 1,000 years, these predictions will come true. Wait long enough, and almost everything happens. America shall bomb a small country, and the French shall object. That one happens every 10 years. Rule 6. No timetables. Never offer a precise date for your predictions. Sure, you might get lucky, but most of the time, specific dates will come back to bite you in the ass. Instead, say things like, For the time shall come to pass when... blah, blah, blah. Phrases like that give your rants a longer shelf life. The only time you break this rule is if you need quick cash, in which case a specific date can put a fire under the butts of your fans and build up a lucrative following just prior to doomsday. But before the deadline arrives, you better have an exit strategy or a really good excuse for why the prophecy didn't come true. I'd go with the exit strategy. Rule 7. Write a lot. Verbiage is your friend. The more you write, the greater the chance that you'll stumble onto the right thing. With centuries of history to rifle through, there'll be plenty of events to match your predictions if you make enough of them. Churn out enough thick volumes of sleep-inducing prophecy, and the only parts anyone will remember are the hand-selected verses that happen to work. Rule 8. Predict the past. This one never fails. Attribute your work to an ancient prophet and have him foresee events that are far in his future but are yesterday's news to you. The Bible does this a lot. We know this because prophecies sometimes use terms that were not around in the prophet's day but were in use after the prophecy came true. Now, if you're tempted to call all this fraud, well, that's just being rude. The intent is to give new writings the authority of ancient writings. It would be wrong to call this lying. Of course, it would be equally wrong to call it prophecy. This is Tom Quinn with a few minutes of not-so-eternal truth.